Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! In your face! Lunchtime on The Ticket. Carricker was under the weather, so next dude up. And we'll carry you through the next hour before we hand it over to the Captain Show, followed by On the Block and Old School DP. The Sauter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit us up. Give me that what's up. Give me the what's up. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me. Give me a what's up. And we will include you in the conversation. You can follow us live on the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo, channel 961, if you fancy. Jump on the streams and see what it is. We are joined by the black shirt, the one and only Terrell Farley. What's up, black shirt?
How y'all doing?
We doing well. We doing well. We need to bring Bach and I. We're having going to have this conversation, and I need you in the conversation, right? I need you in the conversation. I challenged Bach to come up with Bachmania. Bachmania. I need his WrestleMania for this year. And he's got, you get, so you get two nights. It's 4 main events, which is weird. Like, that's a lot. There's 4 main events. But based on current storylines, in those 4 main events for the titles, right? There is a 5th title that is not a part of the main event, right? Because Breaker's got his title. He'll face LA Knight. So we kind of know that. Oh, are they doing that tonight? Is that tonight?
We'll see where that goes, right? Yeah. I mean, he's had some stare downs with AJ Styles. And so we'll see where.
Well, AJ Knight won. LA Knight won the number one seeding.
That's for Shinsuke's belt there,
right.
The U.S.
Right. Belt. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out what, how they're going to play that, because those two belts have to go somewhere in the card. And with even considering that, that there are some. Roman Reigns is not in any of those matches. You can't have your biggest star, and he is the biggest star, right? Fair? Mm-hmm. That there are some big stars that have not been included in or announced as a part of this thing. What do? You brought back Randy Orton. So does he fight Kevin Owens? Does he fight Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? What do you do with Sami Zayn? Not real sure. Does Brock Lesnar come back? Is that really a thing? Can we break the entire world and somehow get Tony Storm for one night? Like, can we get Tony Storm for one night? Like, I want to write that check, whatever that check is, that gets me Tony Storm and Charlotte Flair face-to-face at WrestleMania. I don't care if they fight. They don't even have to fight. I just need for her. I need for her music to break, and here comes Tony, and we all cheer and throw confetti in the air. What are you going to do with Jade Cargill? Who does she fight? right? And I have to say this. Jade Cargill's walkout was the most fantastic thing I've ever seen. It was grace and glory. Farley, if you haven't seen Jade Cargill walk this walk, bro.
Nah.
Listen, I said some things. I'm at my house talking to myself and the heavens. Like, I was looking up to the sky. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. So, Bach, give me Bach Mania, kind sir. Who's your first night opening bout?
Ooh, the opening bout's always a good one. I kind of like where you were going. I think we've got to find something for Bron Breakker in his title, the U.S. title. If you don't know, he's Big Papa Pump's son. He's kind of new to the.
He's a Steiner boy.
Yeah, he's a Steiner. And they've been teasing maybe Finn Balor, but we got to find somewhere, like you said, for Roman Reigns to go. We got to find somewhere for, you know, maybe Brock Lesnar. So if I had to do it, I would probably say I got to pair him with a star, maybe even Roman Reigns.
Do you bury him? Is that burying him?
A little bit, yeah.
He cannot beat Roman Reigns, so there's no point. Yeah, I've distracted Farley. I'm showing him Cargill's return.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got a physique.
Farley.
Very strong.
Oh, yeah, too strong for me.
who's your main event night one?
See, I love, you know, the Jey Uso, people are getting behind him. I wouldn't have probably pushed those buttons. I like Jey Uso and what he's done, but... for Gunther, I would have, had a bigger star in there. That's where I would probably put Brock Lesnar in. Brock Lesnar and Gunther would be a heck of a match.
Would be fantastic. Where do you put the women's titles in your card?
Well, I feel like they haven't done the best job of doing that. I thought Liv Morgan, her feud with Rhea Ripley throughout the year probably would have been the way to go. They went with Bianca Belair. They got to find a way to heat that up. And then on the opposite side, I love it. You know, so Tiffany Stratton and Charlotte Flair, again, got to heat it up a little bit, but that's the match I want to see. So that could be, that could almost main event night one.
What do you do with the Shinsuke Breaker deal? Could you have put them together?
I just don't know. It feels like, LA Knight was the guy, right? I mean, he was the guy to put over. They gave him the belt. They've got Shins. I mean, so you've got kind of this redemption arc. I feel like they haven't completely utilized LA Knight to that degree. So if I was just looking to get stars together and I pulled Jey Uso out of one, I might have paired him there because I just don't know. And I love Shinsuke Nakamura and what he does, but I just don't know if it feels like that's WrestleMania worthy, LA Knight and Shinsuke.
Fix the tag teams for me.
Mm.
I know that's tough. That's why I hit you with it.
Oh boy, it's even hard to even think about who's
like
who's
for the men the or belt. The women.
Yeah,
the men are the women's an easier fix.
Yeah,
the women's an easier fix. But can you imagine a thing that makes that interesting?
Well, again, I think Liv's had a really good year, so that you can find something to do there. I think with Alexa Bliss having been eliminated out of the Royal Rumble and now Elimination Chamber by Liv Morgan, they could be getting the Wyatt Six involved with Judgment Day, which, if done right, could be really good. If done wrong, could be really bad. So,
it could be really bad.
So I'm intrigued by that, and I think that might be the way they're going, and I'll just have to hold my breath because, again, it could go one of two ways.
Bro, it's going to be – Bob, give me your top five wrestlers currently, female wrestlers.
Charlotte Flair. Starts at the top. It's going to be hard to knock her off. Becky Lynch is not out there right now. So, I'd go Rhea Ripley next. Bianca has got to be right up there. I think her character needs a little bit something to add to it. But that's why they went with her at Elimination Chambers, because she can fill in anywhere and be a big star. So, I'd probably go there. Like I said, I've been really impressed with Liv Morgan. So, I'd probably go fourth her. And then Tiffany Stratton's coming up. And I probably left somebody out of that, but
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss would be there, but I still
Jade Cargill
a little bit. Yeah, Cargill has got the entrance. I think she's still working a little bit on the in-ring stuff.
Top five male performers currently. Go. I know. Sorry. I know that's tough.
Yeah,
I know that's tough.
Like you said, I think Roman Reigns is at the top of his game. If can we count Brock Lesnar?
It's your list.
I mean, Brock Lesnar is a big fight feel, regardless of where, you know, what he's in the building. I would put him right up there. Then from there, I mean, there's a lot of good mic work between like CM Punk and Cena and Rock, but aren't they at the top of their game now? I'm not sure. And then there's got a lot of good in-ring work from certain guys that don't have the mic work. So, you know, kind of putting the whole package together, I'd stick with Roman. Seth's got to be up there. Penta's new and exciting. So yeah, I think that, I don't know if I named five. Roman, Brock, Seth's a heck of an in-ring worker. That's tough.
I wasn't gonna make it easy.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to Black Shirt because I want to bring him in because I know he's an old time wrestling. So, but here's the thing: I need the Black Shirt's favorite five. So you could create. So I'm gonna give you Pinnacle Bank Arena for one night.
Yeah,
and you get to pick any five of your wrestlers just for your own pleasure. You can put them with whoever you want them against as well. You can pick your five favorites and put them in matches, or you can put whatever way you want to do it for Pinnacle Bank Arena. Go.
All right. So one versus one. This is what
you could put your, it's your, you got so, five matches. You get five matches at Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is the Black Shirt tribute, wrestling tribute show.
All right. Hogan, Flair.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Stone Cold, Triple H.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock. No. The Undertaker, Kane.
Okay.
The Big Show, Andre the Giant.
Yep.
And JYD versus Coco Beware.
That's the opener. That really is the opener. Just for the music. Just for the entrance music. Like, just for the entrance music. You get Jungle Love and another one bites the dust. Like, Bach, it is Bach Mania at PBA. And you get five matches. Five matches, any era that you want.
Okay.
All right.
I love my man Mick Foley, so I'd have to get Mick Foley involved, probably against The Rock. That'd be a pretty good matchup.
The Rock and Sock battle. Okay.
How about Stone Cold and Goldberg?
Ooh.
Did they ever?
I don't think they did. I don't think they ever crossed.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's good.
So that would be a kind of a dream match that I would like to see.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been a big Rey Mysterio fan, and he's got, so I'd have to go back to the WCW days, bring in the Filthy Animals with all the guys he's got, go get somebody. Cause that was my favorite version of him. But, so I'd have to find a good matchup for him. I've always been a huge Kane fan, so I'm glad you brought up Kane. So Kane and Undertaker would definitely be on there as well.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Pinnacle Bank Arena. One, I want to make sure it's marketable. I want people to show up, right? So I need people that fill the gate, right? And the people, and I want it to be a party. Like I want this to be a thing, right? So I'm gonna open the show with maybe the greatest entrance ever. The greatest entrance ever, which is Shawn Michaels coming in from above the ring in the full glitter chaps. Yeah, and boy toy hat.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have him face the American Dream. Mm. I need glitter. I need Stardust. Dusty Rhodes. Like, I need Dusty with the full robe and the you know that hat, the rhinestone hat.
I don't think he want that Dusty.
Oh, right. That Dusty was a dude.
Yeah.
That Dusty was a dude. A match that we never got to get that I would love, I would cross generations, and I would bring in maybe one of the most underrated Mike's men ever in Superstar Billy Graham. And I need Superstar Billy Graham and The Rock to just talk smack at each other. Right? Like that. I'm all over that. Right? Like, give me that. The Nature Boy, I want to put him in the Four Horsemen. Right? But the Four Horsemen group is a little different because I need Hawk and Animal to come out with him. I need Hawk and Animal to come out to face the Fabulous Freebirds. Because I need the anthem. I need Leonard Skinner. Like, I need Leonard Skinner to play, right? The old Omni in Atlanta. We need that. Derek in the car, you're right. If it's at Pinnacle Bank Arena, we need to Nebraskaize the card. So we go with two Nebraskans. We go with the Baron. Better Nebraska. You were the Americanus wrestlers. I need him against the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Mm. We need them. We need, and there's another Nebraska wrestler that Curious George. I mean, Gorgeous George. Gorgeous George is a Nebraska kid. Mm. Didn't know that all in the way. And then, listen, Texter, get out of my head. you need Rowdy Roddy, but he's my ring announcer. He's my ring announcer. Because I need Cena. But I need Cena, Apex Cena versus Hogan. I need Doctor of Thugonomics Cena. I need throwback jersey Cena. And I think that card will draw. Let me say this. The ticket WrestleMania card would have to have, the question is, I'll ask you both, you guys get to vote. Do we do Royal Rumble one wrestler at a time, one host at a time? Or do we do it over the top rope, everybody in?
Over the top.
Everybody in. Everybody in.
Battle Royale, everybody's in.
Everybody's in.
Yeah.
So Battle Royale, everybody in, right? So, and this includes everybody from Early Break, Character, Amon. We would give AD a pass. AD could referee because of his back. I'm the final boss, so I'm sitting at the Titantron, right? Like I'm just there sending people out, right? Farley, who's the first person? Usually what happens, everybody in the ring and everybody piles on somebody to get them out. Who is that ticket talent producer who gets thrown out of the ring first?
The one with the biggest mouth.
The one with the biggest, the one that talked the most trash coming
in. Yeah, for sure. He's out of there first. Because, you know, when you're in an event like that, you gotta be smart. You know, you gotta pit people against each other.
Yeah.
So me manipulating VJ, me manipulating Shrek, or me, hey man, you know, we don't feel like hearing this. You know, you gotta be smart like that. You gotta use your brain as your leverage on the first couple of toss-ups.
So you be in the back whispering, hey, man.
No,
VJ was talking about your shoes.
I'll just say, hey, Adam, VJ said don't ever use the fastest 2 hours in radio. Don't you ever do it. So I get Adam and Jay Foreman. We'll triple team VJ real fast and get him out of there.
I think that's fair. Bach, who's the first one out?
I think I could see that happening. I would also be trying to use my backstage politics to get everybody to go after the big guys. We got to eliminate the big guys first. And Adam Carriker seems like the favorite. Maybe if it was just you throw it out there, Carriker's probably the favorite to win. That means we got to get the favorite out.
Like, you got to get him out. So do you get Vijay on your side? Is this a double turn for Bach? Is this that you go out, you team up with Vijay because, you know.
Yeah,
because
it would help.
Because the Catherine show, like, you're the Freebirds.
Yeah.
And you're just like, hey, man. No, you're Seth Rollins. Right? That you get Farley to be Roman and you get him to be Dean and y'all go after Carriker. And then you let them play out for a while, and then Bach's literally just gonna go. VJ's gonna be looking at Amon, and Bach's gonna look at Farley, and they're gonna go,
it's time. If
we could knock them both out the ring at the same time, now that'll be better. Get the two big guys out at once.
Well, we gotta think too, because I'm trying to think of everybody's finishing move or specialties. I think Trell would have maybe the meanest spear of the group. I think a choke slam maybe from Adam Carriker would probably fit the bill. I'm trying to think who's got the best clothes. Well,
Raph is like, look, we can't underestimate Raph.
No.
Like Raph is going to be. I think he's going to be rock solid, right? He's not going to take any risk. Carriker, his athletic arrogance might get him because he might decide to go Undertaker top rope, right? Right. Yep, like he might want to show off a little bit. Like, cause he's got the chops for it, but you get him up there, then y'all push him off. That's when you push him off.
Raph he's too nice. I can't see a mean Raph. Now, what we will do is now, Vijay come talk and smack to all us. We just gonna rush him. So and that's how you get him out. But Adam Carriker is gonna take seven of us probably to get him out. He has to be standing by the rope, and somebody has to jump off and. And you know how what we call it, the when you jump with your legs, you're gonna have to hit him like that.
I'm not,
the top rope.
I don't disagree in that. At some point, the staff has to turn on Carriker.
Yes.
Like, I'm sorry, AC. I know you're not feeling well today, but yeah, they come and get you, bro. Like, yeah.
Or did we let Raph and Carriker go at it first? And
well, don't you want, like, that's what I asked about the Royal Rumble version of it, because you could send those two out first.
Yeah, that'd be a better idea.
Right? But I also think if there was Royal Rumble level, I would send Vijay out there first anyway.
Yeah.
And then you send Carriker and Raph out there to let him fight his way through it.
I've just heard Vijay and Trill argue so much that I think I'd have, if we do it that way, they got to be one and two for me.
So you see how your boy did. Yeah, you see how that's your boy.
And I'll be the 30th entrant. Or whatever.
That's your boy. You hear him, right?
I would go.
You hear him, right? He really throwing you all the way under the bus.
I would let the little guys go first, like Bach and Sipple. They'll go first.
A part of me would want Jake and Sipple to be first. To force them to get into it.
Oh, Jake.
And I know, but here's what will happen. Sipple would just go straight boxing, clip Sorensen on the chin, let him sleep for the next 10 minutes. Like, he would hit Jake. He would not go wrestler. Sipple would throw hands.
Yeah.
Like, he would, he's like, you know, Jake, it was just you and me, dude. I had to get you.
Don't underestimate Sipple in this.
I had to clip you. So, okay, then we'll get the finishers. We'll get the winners of this thing. We'll talk about that when we come back to Old School.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One on One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.